This one, 1, 2, 3, 4. The first page from the last. Yes. No, not the briefing. The report by the researcher. First page from the last.
What's the page number? You don't have a page number.
Issues for consideration. honourable members, can we continue if we have finished reading? Honourable members, can we go to the last two pages of this document?
Which one?
The very same document we are dealing with. The last two. We are now dealing with the reports. The reports we have to adopt. The first report is on practical guidelines for employees.
Chair, I want to agree with the recommendations made today.
Honourable Bloom?
I want to second it, Chairperson.
The report is adopted. Can we go to the second report? That deals with the protection of constitutional democracy against terrorists and related activities.
I suggest agreement.
No, no.
The same Chairperson, I want to move that and second it that we adopt it.
The report is duly adopted. Thank you, honourable members. Can we go to the program of action? Honourable members, the program of action has the dates of the study tour the committee has to undertake. And yesterday I received a letter from the chief whip, and it read thus: overseas visit by members of parliament and the NCOP. Due to the pending local government elections, no portfolio committee members nor select committee members will be allowed to travel overseas. Any overseas visits will need to take place after the elections, and this instruction is with immediate effect. Members would recall that we were supposed to go to UK and Canada, and the select committee on COGTA was supposed to go to Sweden. On the same dates, and I think this letter applies to both committees. And yesterday we had a study group on police, and they have agreed that their study tour was not approved, and they were awaiting our report because ours had been approved. So we agreed that we'll make it a joint study tour as it was initially agreed, possibly in June, because the elections will be in May. Honorable?
No, I fully agree, Chair, but my question will be the budget.
will it be carried over to the next term or what? Yeah, because it's very much important. But I fully agree with the thing.
No, I think it is important that maybe both chairs, yourself and COCT, immediately try and find out as to whether the budget will be carried over, and whether as to whether it would be possible to make the application now, because it is not the making of the committee. You see, it is because of what Parliament wants, so that Parliament must carry that particular process, so that we don't use the new budget. We then use the old budget for that process and have the new budget for new trips.
Honorable Bloom, Honorable Nzimande.
Maybe, Chairperson, if it is possible to do the bookings now for June, and then it will fall almost within this budget, if it is possible, because it's 2 months or 3 months from now, and then we are using this current budget, and our new budget will be still safe.
Chairperson, the reality is one, is that this budget, it's a 2010-2011 budget, it will lapse at the end of the month. There's no rollover. So that's the reality. And therefore, Chair, we would just agree, because the directive says we will not go. They are not giving us a permission to go. But let's understand that we will have to apply with the new budget for us to go. It cannot be committed now. You pay in advance for something. It will not happen. Even the rates do change by then. It's summer there. For now, it's a different season. So that's the clarification that was made to the whip's chair, that there is no rollover on the budget. So it's going to be new applications altogether with the new money altogether. And it will also be dependent on the priorities then for the 2011-2012 budget. That's what it is. That's the reality. So that we come out here with that in mind. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Commissioner?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I'm certainly covered by Honorable Nzimande. I wanted to say that, you know, if the budget is committed now, as Matila was proposing, that we can commit the money, and they will say, okay, it's approved for this budget, but it will happen on that particular day. Okay, Chair?
No, Chair, unfortunately, the Honorable, it doesn't happen this way with the PFMA. It doesn't work that way. The PFMA doesn't allow us to use this year's budget for something in the next term. What I wanted to suggest is that that's an instruction, we can't go overseas. If there's any other oversight, outstanding oversight of local of COCTA and security that we can do now in South Africa, let's use that money then, and we wait for the next term, and then we go. Let's do that, because we still need to go back to some provinces. Thank you, Chair.
I second what Kunde says. We have no any other chance. I think that is the route that we need to take to use it on our national oversight issue.
Honorable Matila.
Then, Chair, then it will be important that in our next meeting, next week, if there is a meeting, then we have a revised program that will take care of the proposal that is there now.
Yes, because we were supposed to go to the Free State next week, and then that test was postponed. I think we'll go and meet with Honorable Mazosiwe and allow Gashin to revise the program, and then members will know next week the full details. Honorable members, this then brings us to the end of the meeting. Before honorable members leave, members, I request you a question. Can you give them the copies? Members should have the copies of the report of the public protector regarding the sale of the SAPS building in Pretoria, and go through the report their own time, and then the community will come and apply their mind when the SAPS appears before the committee.
Yes.
Yes. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Just want to ask one question. That's off record. I'm not. It's not part of the meeting. I've been to Katu Police Station. I've been to Bulawayo Police Station, and I've been to Kuruman Police Station. I want Honorable Guma's help me, because I'm not an intelligent guy when it comes to police and custody and all that. How is it possible that if someone, say, I am in custody in the police for a certain case, I am the police, I was not yet at court, there are certain times of visiting hours, isn't it?
Yes.
If the visiting hours is finished, and the police are allowed to take me out of the cell when my girlfriend brings food for me, we eat it outside, and we had touching each other or for more than 45 minutes, are they allowed?
Not allowed. No.
Not allowed. Why I'm asking this, I had an argument with a captain in Urivanzu. And I'm going to mention it. I'm busy now with the deputy commissioner of the province. All the things are on deck, and some of them are on the table. I packed it through to the commission. We are constantly on the phone concerning this case. And the captain of that police station, the commander of the police station, is the captain. He said to me that I can do nothing for the police, whatever they decide, that's their priority. It can't be like that. I'm doing my oversight work because I received